Proclamation number 8797, dated the April 3rd, 1964. God only created beings of equal perfection. I only emanated one being. Lucifer, the bearer of light, whom I created for myself in order to give myself and my love to him, and which therefore was shaped in my image, which came forth from me in supreme perfection, which arose before me as a thought and already existed in its abundance of light and strength, as could not otherwise be possible because nothing imperfect could emerge from me. I created this being for my own happiness, because my fundamental nature is love and love constantly wants to give pleasure. But prior to this no spiritual being existed which was able to receive my love. It was a mirror image of myself. I saw myself in my externalized being. It was, to some extent, my second self, which likewise unified love, wisdom and might within itself so that it could not be anything else but I myself, and which therefore was also inexpressibly happy because it was constantly infused by my strength of love. I wanted an identical being next to me because my creative strength made me exceedingly happy, and I wanted to provide the being with the same happiness in order to take pleasure in its bliss. My fundamental substance is love, and this love, in turn, is strength. My strength of love was unable to remain inactive and constantly brought spiritual creations into being. Yet no one apart from me was able to take pleasure in these creations, and this motivated me to create a likeness of myself, a being which had the same nature as I myself, with the difference that it had a beginning, whereas I'm everlasting. I enjoyed beatitudes beyond measure by radiating my strength of love into my created being, which then, permeated by the same strength of love, also wanted to be creatively active and was able to do so because it was completely free. It was utterly absorbed in my love. A constant exchange of love took place, for the love I gave was returned to me by the being in the same way. The being was fond of me and totally engrossed with me. And that resulted in unimpeded illumination with love, unimpeded illumination with strength which wanted to become active. And since the creation of the first spirit of light had given me extreme happiness, its bliss also consisted of the creation of the same beings. Thus from both of us strength of love a countless host of the same beings emerged, which were all supremely perfect and exceedingly blissful. This process has already been explained to you though in my revelations. And yet you keep asking questions as to who really was the creator of the elevated and highest beings of light, because in your state as a human being you already have a different concept of the originally created spirit of light. Since you are no longer in possession of full realization as a result of sin. However, you forget that all original spirits have their origin in me and the bearer of light, that the latter used my strength for the creation of all spiritual beings, that you therefore came forth from me and from him, but his will used my strength which flowed to him without restriction. And therefore you will also understand that the bearer of light had an exceptional position, because he was the only one who was called into life by me. Although he certainly lost his strength and power through his apostasy from me, he lost his realization and fell into the deepest abyss. He is nevertheless still the same originally created spirit, which is now as active as a direct opposite as he was formerly devoted to me with burning love and enjoyed supreme beatitudes. All other fallen beings were dissolved into their fundamental substance. The once emanated strength was reshaped into the most manifold creations. The bearer of light, however, having lost all light, remained the being he was from the start. He merely turned into the opposite, so that he became my opposite pole and now serves me as an opposite pole in the return of the fallen spiritual beings. For these spiritual beings had once been put to the test to acknowledge me or him, and they followed him and became lost. And now they will be tested time and again, for my existing adversary insists on his claim on the fallen beings, just as I will not surrender them since they emerged from my strength of love, but the being itself makes the decision. My adversary asserts his rights and influences the beings in a negative sense, while I try to win the beings over for me through influencing them in a positive way. And countless beings support me. They, too, were created by him, but they recognized me as the source of strength from which he also originated. And they have remained and beat it out because they still receive my strength of love continuously and are active in a creative and shaping way. However, self-aware beings were only externalized by me in the bearer of light in unison, and these self-aware beings will indeed continue to exist forever. Only the once fallen beings lost their self-awareness for a certain period of time in order to be able to accomplish the ascent from the abyss again in a dissolved state. But they will receive their self-awareness again as soon they have to pass their final test of will as a human being. But my spiritual adversary must be taken into account at all times, for he remained what he was, and he will continue to remain who he is for infinitely long periods of time. Even so, one day he will change his nature again and reshape himself into love, and he, too, will be blissfully happy without limitation again. Then my love will permeate him again, as it was in the beginning. Amen.